Give others the water of life, February 17. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. In his talk with the Samaritan woman, instead of disparaging Jacob's well, Christ presented something better. He turned the conversation to the treasure he had to bestow, offering the woman something better than she possessed, even living water, the joy and hope of the gospel. How much interest Christ manifested in this one woman! How earnest and eloquent were his words! When the woman heard them, she left her water pot and went into the city, saying to those she met, "Come, see a man, which told me all things that ever I did, is not this the Christ?" We read that many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him. And who can estimate the influence that these words have exerted for the saving of souls in the years that have passed since then? Jesus came in personal contact with men. He did not stand aloof and apart from those who needed his help. He entered the homes of men, comforted the mourner, healed the sick, aroused the careless, and went about doing good. And if we follow in the footsteps of Jesus, we must do as he did. We must give men the same kind of help that he did. The Lord desires that his word of grace shall be brought home to every soul. To a great degree, this must be accomplished by personal labor. This was Christ's method. His work was largely made up of personal interviews. He had a faithful regard for the one soul audience. Through that one soul, the message was often extended to thousands. There are multitudes who will never be reached by the gospel unless it is carried to them.